There will be spoilers as recorded in front of a live studio audience. Please keep your arms and legs inside the podcast at all times. Welcome to episode number 2, the episode where There Will Be Spoilers jumps on the bandwagon. Well, today we're going to be talking about Paranormal Activity. Why? Because everyone else is. This movie plays out a lot like an episode of Everyone Loves Raymond, except instead of a house full of annoying loud Italians, it's haunted by demons. So it's a lot like an episode of Everyone Loves Raymond, minus the steak pizzaiola. This episode, Raymond brings home a video camera, and shortly after, Robert, played by a psychic, drops by, informs them that the house is not haunted. It's in fact Deborah who is being followed by a demon. Deborah has a haunted punaner. In an attempt to get out of doing housework, Raymond asks, well, why don't we just give the haunted punaner what it wants? And Robert informs him that what it wants is essentially what all women want. They don't know, so they're just going to keep taking and taking and taking until there's nothing left. He leaves, and we learn that every night something weird happens, but the first night, nothing really happens that's all that scary to the average person, but to me it was the most traumatizing moment of the entire film. What happens is, when they wake up in the morning, Deborah goes downstairs, finds that her car keys are lying in the middle of the kitchen floor, and she says, oh, I could swear I put them on the kitchen counter. This was terrifying to me, because I had an alcoholic father. So finding the car keys in the middle of the floor, or in the toilet, and the car parked in the neighbor's front yard, that is nothing new, and it is a terrifying moment in this movie. After a couple more nights, they decide to go out and get out of the house for a little while. That's when we're introduced to the twins. But Raymond decides, despite Robert's warnings, to go ahead and try to trick the devil with a Ouija board anyway.
Everyone has told you not to buy a Ouija board, Raymond.
Ah, oh, jeez! That's not mine!
It's not always about you, Raymond. There are other people in this house.
Oh, that's just like you to go and take the devil's side.
I'm only thinking of Deborah, Ray.
That's who I'm talking about.
And if you think that was bad, this was going to be an episode of What's Happening. Doors open and close, you see shadows and the footprints of Baby Bop. Deborah finally fuck snaps, wakes up in the middle of the night, and stands over the bed, much like you do sometimes when you come home really drunk and you're afraid to get in the bed because you don't want to wake up that person in the bed, and you just kind of stand there for a while just staring, hoping you sober up just enough to have a good idea. Then she just up and decides to go ahead and sleep in the yard, which would normally be fine. He gets up, tries to find her to see where she is. When he finds her in the yard, she says she doesn't want to come inside. Fine, fuck it, whatever, I'm tired of going back to bed. He walks back to the room, finds the TV on when he left it off, which a TV on a snowy channel was officially haunted house language for fucking get out. Sometime later, she gets dragged off by what I can only assume to be bedbugs, and then a little bit after that, she gets all woman's issues on Raymond for being a prick and wanting to fight the devil. They call Robert back, hoping that he can help, but he has issues with commitment, so he never makes it through the front door. Then they decide to leave and go stay at a hotel room until, of course, Deborah changes her mind, go figure. When Deborah gets up, goes downstairs, for I can only assume to get a head start on breakfast the next morning. You can hear her scream from the downstairs, possibly because Raymond left the toilet seat up. He bolts down to see what's the matter. He starts screaming too because, well, that's what Italian people do. And that's quickly followed by silence. You then hear Deborah climbing up the stairs, making a hell of a lot of noise, stumbling around like a drunk elephant, carrying what I assume to be a load of laundry. But then we find out it's actually Raymond, and she killed Ray because she was finally tired of putting up with the shit. The last couple seconds are just her staring to the camera, and then finally she does one last little YouTube. Which I guess wasn't a bad ending, considering we could have been Rickrolled. And there you go, I saved you guys $8. More episodes coming soon, so be sure to subscribe at spoilers.podbean.com.